Yeah, I've been fortunate to be involved as treasurer of NCBA during the time that the organization has reached probably the pinnacle of its financial well-being. We have managed to meet all of our targets for reserves. We've actually more than doubled our budget in Washington, D.C. in 3 years. You know, we recognize the need for strong lobbying efforts. We certainly have focused on that.
What are some of the major issues you guys are dealing with right now?
Well, we have a lot of different issues. You know, when you look across the entire gamut of everything that NCBA is involved with, from international marketing, things going on in Washington, I guess, you know, the great thing today is that we now have China back open. And that's been such a push of this organization for so many years to actually achieve that. I think a lot of other things kind of pale in comparison. That's just such a great, great deal for us that we're now able to export into to the largest country in the world.
Pretty good mood going on in the cattle industry, too, about some of these issues in EPA. I know the WOTUS rule's big. We're waiting on a public comment period now. But I guess there's some debate, it sounds like, whether there needs to be a replacement or just kick it out of Clean Water Act altogether.
That is going to continue to be an issue. The good thing is we are very much involved at the forefront of the issue instead of taking a back seat and waiting on something to happen with it. You know, it's hard to predict. Ultimately, it probably will end up being part of EPA because otherwise, if we don't define it, it's going to leave it wide open for them to try to make the definition up on the fly without any other political or public input.
I could talk all day about several of the issues here, Marty, but what am I not asking that's on your mind here at NCBA that you want your neighboring cattlemen in the Southeast and maybe in California to know?
That NCBA continues to work very, very hard on all fronts for their interest. We look for their input and their help with it. Everybody that is involved in the cattle business, everybody that's involved in agriculture has a stake in this game, and they're welcome. And we'd like to work with them. We continue to try to build our relationship throughout agriculture with all of the ag organizations, big, small, from every part of the country.
Marty Smith from Wacohutie, Florida, National Cattlemen's Beef Association treasurer, long-standing, many-generation cattle family in Florida, and the Wacohutie name's been in NCBA before. We might remind them your mother was the first female president of NCBA many years ago.
Right, and Wacohutie is a seminal word for cowpen. The cattle have been there since the 1500s.